Okay.
Right. I am here with Melissa, and she's the owner of a wonderful company called Roots Botanica. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Melissa?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, great. And what you do, and I'm gonna ask you to tell me about it a little more right after. But you make these amazing skincare formulas that I've been lucky enough to test, and I'm so happy with them. But I would definitely like to know more about your company, about a little bit about you and how you got into this kind of business. So could you tell me a little bit about yourself first?
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm American, but I have a Dutch husband, and we've lived in the Netherlands for almost 14 years. So, I do speak Dutch, but it's not such a comfortable language, honestly, for me. Yeah, but we've lived here for 14 years, and a few years ago, I had a web business making mala beads. I don't know if you know what mala beads are. They're a meditation tool. And it was actually quite successful, and I love doing it, but it just got to a point where it was it was time to sort of transition, I felt like. And I thought, yeah, I don't know what it is I want to do. And I had always been in sales and marketing in the US, and I definitely didn't want to do that anymore. So yeah, I just started thinking along the lines of herbalism, and my mom's a naturopathic doctor, so she's practiced, yeah, basically my whole life, and we've always used natural medicine and everything natural, botanicals, and so for me it was a natural transition to think of that, and I started studying a bit herbalism, and through the herbalism studies I took some courses in natural skincare, and then it was like, oh gosh, this is what I love. Immediately I fell in love with formulating skincare. And so I just took a few classes until I officially began to study to receive a degree and become a certified skincare formulator. So that's been over the last 3 years, I guess, that I began. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Especially what you're telling me about the transition you made, and you felt like it's off, it's successful, but something's off.
Yeah.
And how did that show up in your life?
With the other business, you mean?
Yeah, that you
Yeah.
felt like something needs to change.
Well, I think I wanted something a bit more depthful. Yeah, all the mala beads are quite depthful. They're a spiritual tool, and that's a really important part of my life. But yeah, I just kind of yearned for something to challenge myself a bit more and a bit more depthful. And also, I have a desire to be of service in some way, and I thought, how could I be of service, you know, to add something beautiful to the world as opposed to going in a different direction, let me say. Yeah, and so this is why herbalism sort of came on my path, because I thought, yeah, I'd like to work more deeply with herbalism potentially. And my husband is actually an acupuncturist and herbologist, so it's our whole world. And it was just a natural kind of progression, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing, because what I often hear people say or think is like, I feel like I need to change, and then they kind of expect like something needs to hit them and it should be completely out of the ordinary of different from everything they've known so far.
Yeah.
And I love how you were just basically looking in the direction you already knew. You just hadn't explored it that far yet. And out of that, you came into formulating skincare.
Yeah.
And then it was like, yes, this is it. That's
Yeah.
amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a very organic process.
Yeah.
I think when I was younger, I'm 53 now, and I, like I said, I had always a career in sales and marketing and different avenues of that. And I was a different person then. And that person wouldn't be interested in doing what I'm doing now. And my spiritual practice is a really important part of my life. And so I think having that also kind of led me down this path. As that was incorporated into my daily life, it definitely had an effect on my choices as opposed to, as when I was younger. I don't know if that answered your question,
Yeah, absolutely. And before we started this interview, I was just taking a quick look at your website, and you were talking about like daily rituals. And for me, using your products is like it's absolutely part of a daily ritual, but it kind of also feels a little bit spiritual. It feels like more than self-care because it feels really great to use the products. And to anyone listening, I'm not being paid to use Melissa's products or to be really enthusiastic about. I just am. You were kind enough to let me test a new batch of products, and well, I've become hooked. But I just want to clear that up because there are so many paid content out there where it's like, this is amazing, and someone's not genuinely enthusiastic about something they've been using. So that having said that, how do you feel like your products should be used if you were be able to tell people how to use them?
Yeah, well, I think a daily ritual is so important. I feel like these days, so many people and women I know, friends, close friends, family, acquaintances, don't take care of themselves on a regular daily basis. And it doesn't have to be such a long process. It takes maybe 10 minutes to cleanse, let's say, cleanse your face. If you use a face oil, to do a bit of a face massage or use a gua sha or so, it doesn't take long in the grand scheme of the whole day. And I think just doing these small things for yourself is so important to nurture yourself. And I have a very close friend here in the Netherlands who uses my products, and she never really had a practice before, a skincare practice. And she does now a ritual, and she said, I cannot live without it. It's so important to my well-being and how I feel about myself. And so I just think it's so important that women have some sort of daily ritual to nurture themselves on a daily basis. And whatever that may be, of course, skincare is one aspect of that, but
Yeah, and it's an easy one at that. I
yeah, I
mean,
think so.
most women, I think, already use some kind of skincare product. So you might as well turn it into a ritual.
Yeah, I think it's a very loving thing to do for yourself every day if you take the time to really. Another friend of mine loves the face oil, and she says she sits on the bed at night after she puts her oil on and just gives herself a good massage. And I think I love that idea that that's like her moment before she goes to bed.
That's really great. Yeah. For me, it's like I feel kind of off when I didn't do it. So I'm kind of religious about just, all right, during my shower is when I use the cleanser and I just let it sit for a while. I'm like,
Oh, that's great that you do that because it has green tea extract. It has some extracts that are really good to let it sit for a bit. So that's great you do that.
Yeah, and I was used to like more harsh products that would dry out my skin. So whenever I would have a cleanser sit on my face for a little bit too long, my skin would start pulling. It wouldn't feel great. And then I would put on the cream or anything I was using at that time, and then it would like tingle when it was absorbing, and then my skin would be dry again. It wasn't good.
No, I think so many products for, let's say, an inflammatory skin or acne-prone skin can be so intense, and it doesn't need to be that way to actually to work. I mean, Mother Nature provides, you know? I really,
Absolutely.
but truly believe that there's a solution in Mother Nature for everything.
Yeah, that's true. So, could you tell me a little bit about the ingredients you use?
Obviously everything is all natural, and that was important from the beginning because I used all natural products for years myself. I purchased products or made something simply, and so everything is natural down to even the preservatives. So for example, a cleanser has to have a preservative because it has a water element. So when you introduce a water element, you have to preserve it. But there are natural preservatives that you can use, and of course that's what I use. And I love to research botanical extracts, different botanical extracts, and what do they do for this and that, et cetera. Like for example, your cleanser has green tea extract. It also has mallow extract, which is really good. The mallow plant has a sort of oh, what's the word? Sometimes I miss English words, but oh, so if you imagine like marshmallow, even a sort of oh, I can't think of the word. The consistency is a bit thicker, so it
It's a little bit fluffy.
yeah, a little bit fluffy, yeah, and so it really helps with inflammation and calming the skin down, and
Oh, yeah.
yeah, so and then of course the first thing I ever formulated was the essential face oil, and that is made with lots of different really amazing oils, from rosehip seed oil to camellia seed oil, which is tea oil.
Oh, yeah.
So all of these oils have their own properties, individual properties. And then I love to work with essential oils. I think in skincare these days, essential oils can be a bit controversial because they can be dangerous. Dangerous, well, is a strong word, but they can create issues, essential oils, if they're not used correctly. But in our training, we're taught how to use essential oils correctly for leave-on products, for products that are washed off. There are different percentages you have to follow. And IFRA is an organization that governs that. It's the International Fragrance Association. And there are certain percentages we have to follow. So it's all very standardized, and to keep basically the consumer safe. And but essential oils have such an amazing, so many benefits, for not just for your skin, but for your mental and everything, well-being. So to me, they're just so incredibly valuable. I can't imagine not using them.
Yeah, and I also love that you're not using the synthetic essential oils, but just like the pure natural plant-derived oils.
And everything I use is organic if possible. So most of the formulations are 90% plus organic.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and that mat all of the essential oils are 100% organic. That's extremely important to me.
Oh, I love that. And could you tell me a little bit about your own daily rituals? What is something you would do for yourself?
Well, as far as skincare goes, obviously I cleanse every morning and face oil, and I don't massage every day. Some days I do. Sometimes days I use the gua sha, or I use something called a kansa wand, which is used a lot in Ayurvedic medicine. It's wonderful. I love it. So daily, of course, I cleanse and face oil, eye gel. I love eye creams and eye gels. I always have. So those I use every day. I cleanse, I use a hydrating mist, I use the eye gel, and then the face oil. And then I practice yoga every morning. I practice a form of yoga called Kundalini yoga, and it has quite a lot of breath work and mantra and chanting. And so yeah, that's very important to me to do daily. And then I get to work.
Because you make all of the products yourself, right?
I do. I make everything myself. We actually do everything. The website, the labels, we've done everything ourselves. My husband helps me because he's quite technical, which is, thank goodness, because I'm not. And so, yeah, if I could, I would spend my time just formulating. That's it.
And how do you come up with new ideas for new skincare products?
Well, the face oil and the first product was quite obvious. I wanted some sort of moisturizer for myself, hydrator, and so that was quite obvious. And then from there, it was just basically what am I interested in and what are my needs? Because of course I'm the first customer or first person to try. And like I said, I love eye gel, so that was a really easy step. And then hydrating mists, I also love them. I feel like they're the most underrated skincare product out there. And so it just sort of, yeah, organically, I thought, oh, I want a hydrating mist. I want this. Or friends would say, I have this or that. Or my mom, who's of course older than I am, I'm 53. She would say, oh, something, this was good. So I was getting lots of ideas from different areas. And I just started kind of pulling things together and thinking through. And I thought, yeah, I think it's kind of obvious that I'd go with a pro aging line, considering my age. And I did. And I have a 16-year-old son who was having struggles with acne, which is what led me to do the acne line. So everything just kind of went in a natural, yeah, progression.
Yeah. Does the acne line help him as well while he's
Yes.
16?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
It does.
Because,
And I'm so proud of him that he's a 16-year-old boy, but he uses it every day. I'm actually surprised.
yeah. Well, if it helps, you're more willing to use it every day, of
Yeah, true.
course.
Yeah, that's true. Teenagers don't
Yeah.
want acne, do they?
Yeah.
Nobody, of course, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm 36 now, so I'm 20 years older than your son, and I still had like these little bits of acne that would really bother me. So when I think I saw it on Instagram, you did a post or you shared something from someone who was testing your acne products, and I was like, sign me up.
Yeah. Oh, I
Yeah.
love that you did that. I love that you said that because I love when with the market research, it's to me it's so important to get as broad a view as possible. So
Yeah.
yeah, I
Well,
love that you.
for me, it felt really like, am I really asking to test something?
Well,
Usually I would
you'll be
wait.
surprised.
Yeah. But usually I would feel like I should wait until the product is done and there, and I'm so glad I asked.
Yeah, for sure. Because obviously when I'm formulating and come up with a recipe and want to market research the product, it's following the same standards as if I would put it officially on the market.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that of course
Yeah, and
I
you
would
also.
never want to hurt anyone or, cause
Oh,
them
yeah.
issues or so, yeah.
Yeah. And when I was taking like the before and after pictures of my skin, and I was sharing it, and a friend of mine, she said, "Well, your skin probably just looks better because you were in Sweden for such a long time, and that's also when my skin clears up." And I'm like, "Nah, it might have helped, but there's actually a difference."
Yeah.
And now she's also trying the products and a huge fan. So,
Oh, okay. She's using as well the products.
yeah.
I know her then.
You do, but I won't tell her name on
Oh,
here.
okay. Right. This is a podcast, of
This is a
course.
podcast,
Yeah.
but
Oh.
I found it funny because it's also like we're usually skeptical towards any new product that someone says will help, but
Yeah.
it's always worth a try, at least.
Yeah, for sure. And I think I have someone did try, a customer did try who has severe acne, and it wasn't as good of a result for her. So it definitely is for, I would say, just general acne issues, not for severe acne. I
Yeah.
think that can be so difficult to pin down exactly what is the cause. And
Yeah. There are so
yeah,
many different causes for acne.
so many. It's so difficult.
Yeah.
Pin that down for sure, but I think these products are really anti-inflammatory. They're very soothing for the skin. They're very gentle. They're very nurturing, and yeah. So I think from that aspect, they're good for sort of just your middle of the road acne
Yeah,
issues.
yeah.
Yeah.
And when are you bringing the acne products to market? Because they're
Yeah.
almost done, right?
Gosh, I'm so close. I'm so close. The labels are almost done, and as soon as the labels are officially done and they're printed, then I'll just start to bottle. And so I'm hoping, I really hope within a couple of weeks. That's
Oh, yay. That's good. All right. So, if anyone was to doubt like which line to use, like the pro aging or the anti-acne, what would you advise?
Well, honestly, I also want to say this, that I feel like natural skincare is a whole different type of skincare to begin with. So if you've never used natural skincare and you start to use natural skincare, you can have a bit of sort of a healing crisis, they call it, where your skin's not used to this. So it may detox some of the things that you've been using. So that could happen. Let me say that to begin with. But also, all natural skincare is so nurturing and soothing and has so many incredible benefits. So I think, how do I say this? I was actually reluctant to even bring out a acne line because I think the pro aging line could also be used in some cases with some general acne. Because all of these ingredients have anti-inflammatory properties and soothing and like I said, nurturing for your skin. So yeah, I guess I would say anyone can use the pro aging line. You don't have to be older. It's for truly for any age skin. All of the ingredients are targeted to just take care of and nurture and give your skin some love, basically, just to simplify it. So anyone can use the pro aging line. And I think with the acne line, if you do struggle a bit, maybe with hormonal acne here at the chin line, or just a few breakouts, during the month, or maybe you notice you eat certain things and you get a little breakout, then it could definitely help. Sure. Yeah, so I'm kind of reluctant to say you should pick one or the other because I feel like someone I have a lot of admiration for is the founder of Living Libations. It's another skincare line in Canada, and she has an amazing book. And she's of the belief that you don't need any special skincare for anything. And I don't necessarily 100% agree with that, but I fall a little bit in line with it. So even someone who doesn't have acne, for example, could use the acne prone products and it would probably be amazing. It wouldn't it's not going to harm their skin and it would probably be a nice result as well. So that's a little bit tricky for me. I hope that makes sense, that explanation.
It absolutely does. I mean, I think we're just so used to things being labeled as this helps with this, and this helps with that, and et cetera. And that's why I also love that you chose pro-aging instead of the well-known anti-aging, and that of course doesn't mean it causes aging.
No.
Absolutely not. But why did you make the conscious decision to you to name to use the name pro-aging?
Yeah, for that reason, I just think it's so important. The words that you use are so important. And I think it's so important as well to embrace the aging process, at least for me, I think. And I want the message to women that use my products to be, embrace your age and your wrinkles and everything that comes along with age. It should be a positive thing. It should be a positive time in your life as well as you age and grow older and more wiser. And yeah, it's everything about it is positive. There, yeah. Anti is not a positive word, is it?
Yeah, I agree.
Anti, if you think of that, it's like, I don't know.
That's true. That's a good one. I think that applies to basically anything. We're always so focused at what we want to get rid of in our lives, and not really seeing like the whole picture of what do we already have, what do we want to attract more of in our lives, and how does the thing that we want to get rid of maybe somehow actually serve us, because it oftentimes it does.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Love it. Let's see. I have one more question for you, actually, a couple. Do you have a certain mission in life that also like applies to your company?
Well, earlier I said I really want to make a difference in the world that makes that matters quite a lot to me, to add to the world, to add to the beauty of the world. And yeah, so as far as like an official mission statement, I don't even have that, honestly. I do everything just organically as it comes, and I've completely actually done this business a bit more maybe backwards in some ways. It's just who I am. I'm not a person who is straight by the book with, of course, my products are and all of the files and everything I have to keep and et cetera. But yeah, I think it just matters a lot to me what I put out into this world and sustainability and a clean green world is important. It's how we live our lives on a daily basis. So I'd love to be part of the solution as far as that goes for the world, sustainability and living more green and in tune with nature. And
That sounds like a great mission to me.
yeah.
I also don't have like this mission statement for my company. I just don't. I used to visit like these business coaches. There was a program here and a thing there, etc. And I was like, but I still don't have a mission statement. And at one point, I decided I'm not gonna have a mission statement because what I do in life should be in line with my own personal values, and it should feel good, and it should add to the world, and
Yes,
that's enough.
that's enough, I think. And also think it changes as you go through a process, maybe it changes and tweaks. And if you give yourself a mission statement, then you feel you have to stay within a certain box.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And that's not nice. To feel free is a beautiful thing.
And everyone I've spoken so far, like when you get really deep down, we all want to be feel free at least.
Yes. I think it's so true. I was just doing my meditation practice this morning, and what was my mantra for the day? And I thought, that's it. Live every day joyously free. I think that's it. And yeah.
And that comes from the inside out.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's true.
Do you have anything else that you would like to tell people about skincare, about whatever comes to mind right now?
You know, actually, what I just want to mention is I'm in menopause myself at the moment, I guess you could say. And when I started this business, I didn't even think of that. So I just kind of want to give a shout out to this process and this stage in life, because in the beginning, I struggled actually quite a lot with all of the issues and the symptoms and kind of getting things under control. And I thought, oh no, what have I done? I've started a business right at this time, and everything I was reading about menopause is, yeah, you should take more rest. You should not start something new. You know, I was reading all these things going, oh my gosh, you know? But ultimately I thought, yeah, this was the natural progression for me. And I do take it a bit easy, I will say, with my business. I don't put pressure on myself for anything. And I just trust the process. So I guess I just want to say for any women who are going through menopause that embrace that time in your life. And yeah, it's really a beautiful thing. And you can start a business while you're in menopause. It is possible.
Absolutely, yeah. I feel like if you feel something should happen, start to make it happen on
Start to
your
make
own
it.
terms. Take your time, but start doing it and don't start waiting, or at least don't keep waiting for the
Yeah.
right circumstances because there's always something that could be in the way. So I love that you're saying this. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, sure, you're welcome.
Where can people find you when they're interested in like what is this beautiful skincare line? Where can I, yeah.
So the website is just roots-botanica.com. And then I also have an Instagram page, which I will say I struggle a bit with the social media. I'm trying to work through that at the moment because I prefer just to formulate and be the do the, all the creative side of that aspect. And honestly, I have to look. I know my Instagram is a bit different than my website. Yeah, it's roots.botanica at
Right.
Instagram is roots.botanica, and then the website is roots-botanica.com. And of course, if anyone is interested, they can sign up for the newsletter. And I haven't sent out so many of those, but that is all coming more and more. I've gone through the last year with a rebranding and a launch party and bringing out acne products. And so as soon as everything is more, I'll say ready and stable, then all the other aspects I have to work on will come more. So I really would love to share more about all kinds of aspects of natural skincare and ingredients. And so if anyone is interested to sign up for the newsletter, of course they can do that on the website.
Yeah, there's a time for everything. And so far, I just love that you're, because I'm receiving the newsletter, that are just like updates. And I feel like that's also where newsletters were originally designed for. And whenever you've got more to share, you will. So that's okay. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I will put the links in the podcast notes, of course, so people can just click them to your website and also to the Instagram account. Yeah, and I just want to thank you very much for wanting to have a conversation with me about natural skincare, because I always love meeting the face behind a brand or a business, and it's been really inspiring to talk to you. So, thank you.
Oh, thank you. And thank you so much for your support of my little business and sharing on the social media and for inviting me to this podcast.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.